Welcome to Shomar Shomar and Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas Ham Biakasholam Yilei Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Yevomas Daf Samach Dalet. The Gemara Mutalav tells us that the reason why when Yitzchok and Rivka davened for a child, so then Akash Baruch Hu answered Yitzchok specifically and not Rivka, as the Pasuk says, Vayeoser Loi, is because Eino Doime Tfilat Tzadik Ben Tzadik LeTfilat Tzadik Ben Rasha. Yitzchok is a tzadik, a son of a tzadik. Rivka is a tzaddik, a son of a Rasha. So therefore, the tefillah of Yitzchok is more miskabel than the tefillah of Rivka. The Mefarshim already asked, the Marsha says over here, what do you mean? Why is a tzaddik ben tzaddik greater than a tzaddik ben Rasha? The Gemara in Brachos tells us, Gemara tries to explain there, why do we find some tzaddikim that tzaddik veraloi, while other tzaddikim are tzaddik vetoivlo? Some tzaddikim have a good time in this world, and some tzaddikim have a bad time in the world. And the Gemara tries to say in the beginning, maybe tzaddik v'toyv lo is tzaddik ben tzaddik. And tzaddik v'ra lo is tzaddik ben rasha. A tzaddik, a son of a tzaddik, has a good life. Tzaddik, a son of a rasha, has a bad life. The Gemara says that cannot be, because a person is not punished for his father's sins. So there's no difference between a tzaddik, a son of a tzaddik, and a tzaddik, son of a rasha. They're both tzaddikim. If they are both perfect, there's no reason for one of them to suffer more than the other. So it questions the Maharsha, why here should it be different? Why the tefillah of Yitzchak should be more miskabel? So he answers the Maharsha, tefillah is different. When we talk about maisim, about deeds, talking about a reward and punishment, then there's no difference between tzaddik ben tzaddik and tzaddik ben rasha. And as some of the first should point out, maybe a tzaddik ben rasha is even greater, that he had the challenge of being between Rishayim, v'lo ilom do mimaaseim, she did not learn from the deeds of the people living around her. But when we're talking about tefillah, tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is greater than a tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha. What is the pshat in the Maharsha? Why should tefillah be different? Why by tefillah we say that then you go with a tzaddik ben tzaddik more than a tzaddik ben rasha? And to explain this, one more question. The Tor in Orach Chaim Siman Nun Gimel, when he speaks about who to select to be a shliach tzibur, to be the chazan in shul. So the Torah goes on and he says there that it's maybe even greater to take upon, to bring somebody who comes from a bad family, he should be the baal tefillah, more than someone who's coming from a tzaddik family. The Achrayim discuss what the Torah mean, but the Taz explains, exactly as we said, that the tefillah of someone coming from a tzaddik ben rasha will be more nishma than a tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik. How does that fit with our Gemara? So the Levush Yisrael there says that it's different if he's a shliach tzibur, and the tzibur comes and appoints him as mekarvim, then that's better than a person davening on his own. It's very similar to that. It says over here the Yin Yaakov. There's a difference between someone davening on his own, then it's greater to be a tzaddik ben tzaddik. But when a person is a shliach tzibur, then maybe a tzaddik ben rasha is greater. What's the pshat? What's the idea behind it? So seemingly, all this is explained in Reb Tzadik HaKohen. The Reb Tzadik HaKohen says that the idea of a tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is greater, is because a tzaddik ben tzaddik has that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to explain a little bit more what he means, seemingly, we find that by tefillah, there's a special inyan, that not every davening is nishma. You need to have a special connection, a special relationship, in order for tefillah to be heard. As the Gemara said earlier in our Masechta, the Gemara tells us that a yachid who davens is not always going to be nishma, it's not always going to be heard, only in a seis to be tshuva. Then it says, Diusha Hashem bihi matzoi kiru bihiyosa korev. There's a time when Kishbuk is close to us. We know that close as you can't have that tefillah. By a tzibur, you have a din in the bechol korein your love. You have that closest always. A tzaddik ben tzaddik has, to a certain degree, he has that closeness ingrained in him. He gets it from the office. That goes back to what we learned earlier. The Shechina Shoyro, when you have that chain that connects us back to our Sinai, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a tzaddik is manchil, he is bequeathing to his children the connection to Hashem, they have their relationship with him. Mimele, their tefillah is more nishma. They have that direct path to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mainly we understand very clearly what the Maharsha says, that by tefillah it's different. When we speak about deeds, there's no difference between tzaddik ben tzaddik, tzaddik ben rasha. But tefillah that needs that special achara, that special closeness, a tzaddik ben tzaddik has it. And with that we understand also the Torah. Because when you talk about a shlich tzibur, you talk about a tzibur, tzibur doesn't need that closeness. He has it the whole time. So for him, Adiraba, a tzaddik ben rasha is maybe greater because that his karvus, that special tefillah that you'll have, he may be greater than a tzaddik ben tzaddik. So all that is because you need to have that hachana and special relationship for the tefillah to be nishma. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.